课堂听 class.com。
How foreign students can study in the United States. This week on our series for foreign students, we explain the organization of university education in the United States. This information can prevent costly mistakes. You would not want to begin studying at a school that could not provide the degree you need. Shirley Griffith has information you will need as you consider American universities.
Studying in the United States does not mean you have to choose a university that offers only the traditional four-year degree. You may want to consider a school that offers a certificate program. These programs are 1 year or less of training in areas such as office work, computer programming, and automobile repair. When you complete the program, you receive a certificate stating the skills you have learned. Make sure any program you want to enter offers a certificate that is accepted by employers in your country and in the United States. Or you can start at a 2-year junior college or community college. Such 2-year programs lead to an associate degree. Some 2-year programs prepare you immediately for skilled trades or technical jobs in such areas as electronics and building. Many 4-year colleges and universities accept community college work as the first 2 years toward a 4-year bachelor's degree. 4-year college programs lead to a bachelor's degree. During the first 2 years, you generally take subjects like English, history, mathematics, science, and languages. What you take the last 2 years depends on your major area of study. If you already have a college degree, you may be considering an American graduate school. You have to continue in graduate school if you want to become a doctor, lawyer, or professor. A master's degree usually takes 2 or 3 years of full-time study. A doctoral degree, or PhD, takes 3 to 6 years. Some colleges, universities, hospitals, and laboratories also offer a chance to do scientific research. You may want to communicate with one of them to see if you can do research in a subject in which you are interested. Some provide money to support your research. Next week, we will discuss the first step in making a request to study at an American university.